Conditions across the Midwest will continue mostly favorable as we move through the balance of this week and into the weekend, with the temperatures staying in a warm mode and a limited amount of precipitation expected. The forecast gets specific into the terms of the temperature bias across the region like this. We're going to expect to see the afternoon temperatures today working their way back up into the 30s and 40s in a fair amount of the region. Most of that warmest air will be over the lower Midwest. In fact, a few 50-degree highs will occur this afternoon in parts of southern Missouri, maybe extreme southern Illinois and western Kentucky. Otherwise, mostly 30s and 40s will occur. There'll be a few upper 20s in the upper Midwest. Tomorrow afternoon, 20s and 30s will be the rule across a big part of the north and eastern parts of the Midwest, but those 40s and 50s will continue to occur in the southwest, including Nebraska, Kansas, parts of southwestern Iowa, and Missouri. And it looks as though that warmer air will push back across the Mississippi River as we get into the heart of the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures will be rising across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. 40 and 50 degree highs are expected to become widespread. Some temperatures over 60 degrees will occur from parts of Missouri, mostly southern Missouri, into parts of southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and Kentucky. And in the meantime, we may see some 20 degree highs in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. Getting out a little bit early into next week, we'll probably see a cooling trend take place from northwest to southeast across the Midwest, but it's not going to get very cold until we get to the latter part of the week. U.S. winter wheat areas in the southern plains are likely to lose some winter hardiness because of this week's warm weather. We'll keep an eye on that. Temperatures over the next 3 days, maybe 4 days in some spots, will get into the 60s and 70s. That's way too warm for this time of the year. But it will turn cooler as we get into next week. Not cold enough to cause crop damage, but cool enough to push some of these crops back into a little better stage of winter hardiness. So that's good news for them. Now, as I mentioned before, the precipitation prospects for most of us in the Midwest is not all that impressive as we go forward through this coming week. We'll expect to see a storm early next week, which will end up being the most significant feature for a while. And that system is going to most likely have impact on the western Corn Belt and the central U.S. Plains as a snow event that will be relatively significant. This event will take place as we get out towards the first part of next week, and most likely we'll see some significant snow accumulations take place. This will most likely come out of parts of northeastern Colorado and northwestern Kansas through to Nebraska, and into Iowa and up to Wisconsin and upper Michigan. 3 to 8 inches will occur, with some localized totals in parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin getting up over 10 inches. In the meantime, the rest of the Midwest will see mostly a rain event, with rainfall running 0.3 to 1 inch. There'll be some localized amounts of 1 to 2 inches perhaps. Most of the rain will be focused on Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, with a wintry mix of precipitation types expected in Michigan. Other than that storm system, we'll have a couple of days worth of light snowfall that will occur across some of the northernmost portions of the Midwest, both today and perhaps again as we get into the weekend. The precipitation is going to be light, a couple of inches, except downwind from the Great Lakes. In the meantime, most of Brazil will see a well-balanced diet of rain and sunshine. Crop conditions will be almost ideal. In Argentina, though, we are drying them out. It looks like areas from Santa Fe and Entre Rios into Buenos Aires will see very little rain over the next week, and only a brief amount of rainfall in the following week. Crop stress is expected to increase. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.